In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's Gospel, we have three distinct messages from our Lord. The first message is that we must store up for ourselves treasure in heaven. The second message is that our eyes are the lamps of our body. And the third message is, we cannot serve two masters. I believe all of these will weave themselves together here into one message at the end. Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moss and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." As we reflect on this verse, it is important that we ask ourselves, what are our treasures? What are the things that we treasure most in our lives? This is probably the most fundamental question a Christian can ask himself as a spiritual test of where he is on the spiritual path. Our hearts lead us to the things that we treasure. That's human nature. If we love food, for example, we will be drawn to meal times and snack times and middle of the night times. If we are workaholics, we will be drawn to our offices and places of professional work. On the other hand, perhaps we are impassioned by wealth or power or prestige. Then again, perhaps we're completely devoted to our families. Each of these things in and of themselves are not bad. But the question we have to ask is whether or not these things, these material things, are the true treasures of our heart. Food is not bad, it is good. However, if we love food more than we love Christ, then it is an obstacle in our spiritual path. Many people today love the internet. The internet has many magnificent features. You can purchase items that will be delivered right to your front door. You can watch videos on how to fix things in your home, listen to songs, music, videos. You can even take college and high school courses online. You can communicate over vast distances and see the person you're communicating with face to face. These are wonderful things, wonderful benefits that this internet brings us. But there are also many dark sides to the internet. We must be on guard because this thing called the internet can also become a treasure of our heart if we allow it to do so. To put it simply, the treasures of our heart are those things that we are attached to. If our attachment to the things of this world is greater than our attachment to the Lord, then we are headed in the wrong direction. It's time that we take a spiritual break and assess what it is that is truly important to us in our lives. A nun once taught me a wise saying. She said, "In order to get to heaven, you must be dying to get there." Certainly, this phrase has a double meaning to it. But the instructive sense of this phrase is that in order to get to heaven, we have to truly long to get there. We have to want it. And what Christ is telling us today is that heaven, union with God, has to be the foremost treasure of our heart. As Orthodox Christians, we call this union that we will experience one day with God in heaven, theosis. Theosis must be our goal theosis must be the great treasure, the pearl of great price that we hold dearly in our hearts. The things of this world, power, wealth, prestige, television, sports, the internet, food, possessions, clothes, all these must be simply tools that we use in this life, but not the attachments that we treasure above all. Christ then tells us that the eye is the lamp of the body. It is the way in which light enters the body. The things that we eat remain in our bodies for a short time, and then they are eventually eliminated. But the things that we see with our eyes remain forever. Think about that. You cannot unsee something you have seen. Once it has been perceived by the eye, it has entered into our minds and into our bodies, and it becomes part of us. Our Lord says, if your eyes are not sound, you will be full of darkness. Certainly, we can agree that the blind, unfortunately, live in darkness. But our Lord is speaking here of a spiritual darkness. Our spiritual sight is how we perceive the world around us. If we perceive food as a necessity to help us have energy to live our lives and to do our work, then our perception is good. But if we see food as there for our pleasure, then we run the risk of developing an inordinate attachment to food, leading us to the vice of gluttony. One inordinate attachment that is quickly spreading in the world is the inordinate attachment to vulgar pictures on the internet and in pictures and videos. If we behold these images of another person, and we desire to possess that person for our own pleasure, that is an inordinate attachment that fails to see in the other person the image and likeness of God in which he or she was created. And those who view such images are viewing them for their own pleasure, without regard to the fact that that person who is in the picture is indeed a child of God and made in his image. In this sense, the person viewing those images places their own personal pleasure above the dignity in which the other person was created. They are so attached to their own pleasure that they fail to see the whole person behind the image in front of them. In each of these scenarios, we examine ourselves. We look then at what is in our hearts. What are our treasures? And when we look at our treasures, we see that indeed, at times, we have two masters. For we have a desire for that which we treasure on one hand, which may be food, or drink, or television. And on the other hand, we have a desire for Christ. We cannot serve both. One is of the world. This is called mammon. One is of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. We must choose. We cannot have two masters. We are called to put God first in our lives. The gospel beckons us to look at our lives and to determine, where is my focus? Where is my treasure? Indeed, if you want to go to heaven, you have to be dying to get there. If you want to truly develop in theosis, in your relationship with God, then heaven must be your treasure. ask these questions. How much time do I spend in prayer? How much time do I spend learning about God? How much time do I spend participating in the life of the church? How often do I attend liturgy? How often do I pray one or more of the daily liturgical prayers, which are called the Divine Office or the Liturgy of the Hours? Add up that time and see how it compares to your other passions. If your passion is television, do you spend more time watching television than you do with God? If your passion is the internet, how much time do you spend on the internet in comparison with the time you devote to our Lord? Brothers and sisters, we simply cannot serve two masters. The things of this world are given to us as tools which we use to make our way in this life, but they are not the objective of our life here on earth. We must detach ourselves from the things that we sometimes love very dearly so that we may attach ourselves to our Father in heaven. For the Orthodox believer, Advent is the season of preparation. It is the season of fasting, of letting go of these attachments that bind us to the world. We fast from food to detach our bodies, but in the process, we also detach our minds and our hearts from the material things of this world. As we approach this time of Advent, we should each think and reflect on the things that are obstacles in our spiritual journey, the things that we are inordinately attached to here on this earth, and as preparation to receive Christ anew in our hearts at Christmas, let us lessen those attachments and make him the focus and treasure of our hearts. May the Lord illumine our minds and our hearts that we may see clearly where our treasures are, that we may have a proper perception of the material world, and that we may have only one Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.